Where do you start with a production like this?
Well, I had to start without a script or a site. So for a site-specific piece, that's quite tricksy. But I did know it was about the Peterloo Massacre and about the rave days of Manchester, 1989. So that's where I went. So I probably started with a bit more costume thinking with this one because I didn't quite know how the story was going to pan out or where it was going to be. So it's kind of more general research, just looking at our main characters of Henry Hunt and Mary Fields and Samuel Bamford and the sort of key players from the 1989 scene.
Kind of talk me through the massacre, kind of the costume and your references from there.
With the massacre, we've got it's made up of working class people of this part of the country, you know, coming together on that day. And slightly more difficult to find the reference. Lots of films been made about, lots of paintings been painted of the more wealthy people of that time, but actually a bit more difficult to find references for the working class people. There are some costume reference books, it's just more difficult to track them down. And I found a lovely little book of engravings by William Johnston White that he was going around the country in 1818, just making these lovely little illustrations of people. Sometimes their outfits are to do with what job they do. There are little references to, you know, particular items that were popular in particular parts of the country.
And then moving on to kind of the 80s rave acid house era, What kind of things are we looking at there?
Well, I had to do a bit of research, although I was very there at the time, but I was in London and I know that it was a slightly different scene. So I know what I was wearing, but I needed to find out what people up here were wearing. I always wanted to go to the Hacienda. I was always a bit jealous that I couldn't because that seemed like the place to be. Digging out bits of old magazines, any kind of films that I could find. You know, you've got things like 24-hour party people that are available, all that one Summer of Rave, 1989, but, you know, particular things in Manchester with the Happy Mondays and the Stone Roses and all that, it seemed to have its own sort of style up here, and it seemed to be a lot more baggy than what we were sort of up to, although everything was kind of pretty cash. It was all about, you know, you don't want to be hindered when you're dancing for 12 hours.
What is it about site-specific that you love working on?
I'm really interested in all places for theatre and spaces for theatre. Whatever project I'm working on, if it's, you know, in a purpose-built theatre, one of the first things I do is go and sit in the space on my own and just kind of have a little chat with it, if that doesn't sound too weird, and try and get to know the space and try and sort of see what it feels like. And especially when you're in theatres that can be configured in a different way, you're kind of looking, what is the right sort of shape of this play? You know, what is the shape of this story? With site-specific, I really love it because I am absolutely obsessed with derelict buildings and abandoned places. This time, I really wanted to respond to this site specifically and researched its history and what it's been used for and when it was built and the kind of people that were in there. And the building is in a state of transition, so there are little bits and pieces that have been left over, little ghosts of the past. And there's also kind of evidence of the bits and pieces of development that have started to happen. So it's kind of sat there quietly at the minute, waiting for its next life, and we get to play in it before that happens.